you in peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So I'm going to ask you a rhetorical question. In the early service, when I asked this question, some people said, gave me an answer. It's just a rhetorical question. You don't have to answer. Okay? Have you ever crashed a wedding? I still got an answer. No, you just don't do it. You don't do it. Although some people in the early service apparently do. But no way. And of all things, the last thing you would do would be to allow a stray dog into your wedding. I've never heard of anybody listing a stray dog on their wedding invitation list. But let me tell you a story. In October of 2017, a stray dog did crash a wedding. There was this couple by the name of Matheus. These are Brazilian names, so I'm not going to get it right. Matheus and Marilia. They're getting married in Brazil, and they had planned this outdoor ceremony. And guess what happens when you plan an outdoor ceremony? It rains. A storm came. And along with the storm came a dog. Okay? They were under a tent, but the dog came in to get shelter from the storm. And they tried to shoo him away, but of course, what does the dog do? He keeps coming back. He came back three times, and the third time he came back, he did the unthinkable. Okay? The bride is there with her long gown, a long flowing white veil, you know, and she's just saying her vows. Guess where the stray dog comes in and sits down? Right on the back of her veil. Okay? And of course it's during the vows, so nobody gets up to do anything. But this stray dog just curls up and lays down on her veil. Well, she went through with it. And surprisingly, the bride just left him there. The bride just left him there. Well, this dog wasn't the only dog that crashed a wedding party. So I'd like to talk to you about our first reading from Acts today, using the theme, God's salvation extends to all people, even Gentiles. So who were the dogs? Well, they were the Gentiles. The Jews at the time had other names for them, real nice names like pagan and heathen and loathsome abominations, and maybe the best term they had for them was just simply outsiders. You get the picture. There wasn't a lot of love between these two peoples. That's why the word that was concerning the Gentiles, that Peter had seen this vision, that he had gone to the home of a Roman centurion by the name of Cornelius, that's the story that he's retelling here from the previous chapter, Acts chapter 10. He had gone to this Roman centurion's house. He had preached Christ. And they too had come to repentance and belief in the Word of God. And that was what was so shocking. It was shocking that they could be members of the wedding of Jesus and his bride, the church. Maybe it shouldn't have been so surprising, though, because God's Word says, God said to Abraham way back in Genesis, no longer, he changes his name. He said, no longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you the father of a multitude of nations. Not just one, not just two, but a multitude of every race and language. And then there was a parable that Jesus told of the wedding feast. And those who were invited, maybe if you remember the parable, those who were invited to the wedding feast, in this case, some of the Jews, Well, they just wouldn't come. So the king invites everyone else. Jesus explained, then he said to his servants, the wedding feast is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go therefore to the main roads and invite to the wedding feast as many as you find. And those servants went out into the roads and gathered all whom they found, both bad and good. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. The wedding was filled, even with Gentiles, stray dogs. Stray unclean dogs, that's what these Jews from the circumcision party in Jerusalem were thinking. Stray unclean dogs. That's why they kind of demanded that Peter give them an explanation. Peter, you went and sat down and ate with these uncircumcised heathens. You know what that makes you? Unclean. How did you do this? Why did you do this? How could you possibly? What were you thinking, Peter? But God did include these people. God does have a plan that includes all people, including us Gentiles, us stray dogs. And if you think that you have lived a life that you feel ashamed to come to church because, gosh, I'm too unclean for that, this is the place you should be. The church is a place for sinners, for those who need forgiveness and hope and life and salvation. God did include the Gentiles like us stray dogs. The Gentiles were on the guest list. There's room in the kingdom for even us Gentiles. So Peter told them about the vision that he had had of this sheet coming down three times from heaven, and the words, what God has made clean, don't call unclean or common. God has made it clean. God has made every stray dogs can't clean themselves. They need to be cleaned by someone else. We need to be cleaned by someone else, and that is the blood of Jesus. So Peter told them about this vision that he had. And then he explained to them the word of God, the word of Jesus. I said, this is for them as well. So they allowed for the dog because God had allowed for the dog. Our text says, they glorified God, saying, then to the Gentiles also, God has granted repentance that leads to life. To all people, God has granted repentance that leads to life. It was a message that shook up their world because they couldn't conceive of this. I mean, look at your reading. 10 verses later, their life is changed. They couldn't conceive of these people being part of God's kingdom. And now they're glorifying God because they are. It's a change of epic proportions. You could say biblical proportions. The Bible says, you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is no male or female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, listen to this, if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Jesus Christ went to the cross for all people, you and me included. Sins of the whole world were nailed to the cross. This means big things. In Michigan, where I grew up, it means that the gospel of Jesus Christ actually crosses over Lake Erie into that land where they say, oh, hi, oh. And those people may be tailgating in heaven with those of us who will still be wearing a blue hat with a Maze M emblazoned on it. How about here? Dare I say the words? It means there could be New England Patriots fans in heaven. Most shocking of all, it means there won't be just Missouri Synod Lutherans in heaven either. That's good to remember. It's good to remember when new people walk into our church. They might not be dressed like you or me. They may not know how to find the hymns. They might even sit in your pew, and you might be tempted to say, just who invited you? There's lots of Gentiles around us. They are our neighbors. They are our co-workers. They are our classmates. They might be those who attend a different church or don't even attend one at all yet. They are those you could never imagine within 10 feet of heaven. So, what would God have us do with them? It's easy, really. Love them. Love them. That's it. Love them. Because they too could be fellow believers in Christ. And if not, love them anyway. Love them anyway. Because God's message for them is open, that they may too repent and believe. Now, this isn't to say that we have to accept everything that they believe. It doesn't mean that we have to hold hands and sing kumbaya with them. But we can treat them like fellow human beings who have been redeemed by the blood of Christ. That's what it means to love them. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. That leads us back to the canine wedding crasher. So how does the story end? Well, the dog, this stray dog, came and went from the wedding. The reception went on as planned. The couple had a great time, but they were sad to see this dog depart. But days later, they found the dog. And they cleaned him up. They adopted him. And they named him. Who would have thought? Then again, who would have thought that the Lord would have found us strays? Unclean strays. That he would find us and clean us up and adopt us and give us his name. Who would have thought he would invite us to his table? Who would have thought that there is room in his heart for us strays. But he did it, didn't he? And as you know, there's room for plenty more. In Jesus' name, amen.